Thank you for calling customer service support.
Yes, hi. So I had there was an online purchase today on my credit card, and I'm not recognizing it. And I called my credit card company, and so they said to speak to, you know, the merchant directly. So I need to find out what was purchased on my credit card. Are you able to check that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Give me a brief moment. May I have your first and last name?
Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Georgeson, G-E-O-R-G-S-S-O-N.
And give me a brief moment, please.
Okay.
This account be in someone else's name, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what?
Can this account be in someone else's name?
I have two daughters, and they have the same credit card number, but their names, which would be Sarah Hansen, S-A-R-A, H-A-N-S-S-O-N, and Anna Hansen, A-N-N-A-H-A-N-S-S-O-N. But neither one of them have purchased anything today. They tell me. I've contacted them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a brief moment. So I'm seeing Anna Hansen.
Yes.
So for security purpose, may you please verify the shipping address for me?
32 Copper Penny Road, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822.
Okay, so I see she ordered some Pure Mini Pods, which is some earbuds that she did a trial offer for $6.95. She probably wasn't aware that she was going to be on a 14-day trial that she had to call and cancel, so she would not get charged the full price for that product, ma'am.
Oh, God. You're kidding. So she's never received earbuds. We haven't received them. I mean, I think I saw somewhere it was going to be mailed to us, and we never received anything.
Okay, well, give me just a brief moment.
And also, I also don't want them. I mean, we have no use for them. So, yeah, I'll hold on.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, so I see these products is out and shipping to you. So what I can do is I can offer you 35% off on future orders, so you won't pay that full price.
I don't want to pay anything for those earbuds, right? I don't want them. I want to get rid of them. I don't know how this happened, but you know, so nothing off anything. I just want to not purchase them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What if I can reach you halfway with a 50% discount?
No, I want nothing. I want to get, you know, this is like, feels like a scam because there was no, I don't want them. So, and I, you know, I don't know. Are they being shipped to my home now?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want them. So, I just, you know, can you cancel the shipment?
No, ma'am, I cannot stop the shipment once they've been shipped.
Okay, so when they get here, do I have to do it on my dime? I have to return them. I mean, I want the money. I don't want the money spent. So, refund me the money?
Well, ma'am, no money came from this account.
Well, good. Is there? I mean, I think $6.95. Did the $6.95 come from the
account?
Yes,
ma'am. But there was for the shipping and handling. That product went to the Postal Service, ma'am. And I cannot refund you that money because you have to take that up with the Postal Service.
Well, so wait a minute. So the Postal Service has these earbuds?
No, ma'am. When you order something online, you know you have to pay the shipping and handling for them to send out.
We didn't order it.
Who ordered it, ma'am?
I don't know. But
okay. So you saying that you didn't order? At first, you said y'all didn't receive them. Now you saying y'all did not order the product, ma'am?
I mean, I think there was something that came that said you get earbuds for $6.95. There was nothing
ma'am. But when you purchased
it
for $6.95, ma'am, you purchased this. You had to pay for the shipping and handling. And this is just like if you go mail something off, you're going to have to pay for the shipping and handling.
You know, so shipping and handling for earbuds is $59.95?
No, ma'am. You paid the shipping and handling was $6.95. The earbuds was $59.95, ma'am.
That's a joke. So right now these earbuds are in the post office.
No, ma'am. They're out for delivery. It's not showing where they at. They're just on the truck out for delivery. It's not showing exactly where they're out.
Now,
when you get them earbuds, ma'am, you send those back because $59.95 got declined.
Yeah. So the thing is, though, if I send them back, do I get the $6.95 back?
No, ma'am.
No, huh? And then, so, but if I send them back, then at the same day that I receive them, then I don't owe anything. The $59.95 is eliminated, right?
Well, it been eliminated because it was declined, ma'am.
Is there a return policy?
No, ma'am.
What?
You have to pay the shipping and handling for the sending products back, ma'am. The $6.95 went to the Postal Service. We can't do anything about that.
Okay, but at least the $59.95, when you get the earbuds back, then I don't owe $59.95 when you get them back. Is that right?
Well, ma'am, what I went ahead and did is cancel this account, so that means you never paid the $59.95. You just send the product back.
Right. But then I don't owe you guys anything.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. So I guess you said that they're out for shipment now. So when should they be received here? In like a day or two?
Give me just a moment. You should receive them by the 17th. It said they'll be delivered by the 17th.
And so how do I return them?
Return to sender.
Okay. So I can just hint. I mean, is it coming via UPS? Is it coming via regular mail?
United States Postal Service mail, the regular mail.
So, if they drop it off, I can just put return to sender and
yes, ma'am.
Can give it right back to UPS because it has to go to UPS.
It's going to the United States Postal Service mail. It's going to your mail carriage people. That's who will be delivering.
Okay. So we're not going to pay for this, and I'll return it the same day that we get it. And I guess I have to write off the fee for. I mean, if I put return to sender, then I don't have to pay. Do I have to pay to send it back?
No, ma'am. If you refuse the package, then no, ma'am.
Okay. So, and then you should get it back. Do I get any kind of communication from you guys that you received it?
No, ma'am, because once this account has been canceled, then there's no need to do anything.
I just want to make sure that you get it. I guess I can call a week later and say you received it or something
like
that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know that you're working there. It's not your fault. I'm sorry.
I just feel agitated about the whole thing. So I feel bad taking it out on you. You don't deserve that.
So you're fine.
Okay, so what I'll do, it was a big mistake, and I inadvertently, I did not know that there was anything. It's the way it read was like you get earbuds for $6.95, so maybe I misread it, but in any event, we don't need it. I didn't want to pay that money, and I'll return it as soon as I get the earbuds back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Again, apologies. I think, is there anything else?
Yeah. No, ma'am, you find that's the only way to understand. If you ask questions, if you never ask questions, you will never understand.
Yes, I agree. So when I get the box, I'm just going to write return to sender, give it back to the postman or the post office, and then it should make its way back to you.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.